105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Time now to meet Maz Baker. She is here to talk about the Prospects Trust, the only Cambridgeshire entrant in ITV's Anglia's People's Millions. The organisation provides work-based training and opportunities for people with learning difficulties, disabilities and those with varying health needs. I caught up with Maz a little earlier on this afternoon. So tell me about what the Prospect Trust does and the kind of work you do there.
The Prospects Trust is at Snakehall Farm, so I think the clue's in the name. We are an 18-acre organic care farm, just sort of nestled along the Devil's Dyke between Swaffham Prior and Reach. We support adults with disabilities. So we're a real working farm with a real working tractor called Tilly Tractor, and we've been there for 25 years this year.
That's quite a while, isn't it, really?
I think we've got a really good legacy, and I think the thing we're very proud of is that we grow people as well as produce.
And how long have you been there yourself?
This is going to be my sixth year.
Okay, how did you get involved?
I love working in a charity sector, so I saw this amazing opportunity for a part-time development officer, and I now work on a very muddy bottom farm. And I think it's been great. For the last 5 years, we've done lots of improvements. We've got new toilets, a brand new farm shop, so people can come along and obviously buy the produce that's grown by our co-workers. It's a beautiful little shop, so we really do recommend people to come along and pick some of the best organic produce in Cambridgeshire.
Now, there's £50,000 worth of grant on offer from the People's Millions. Now, this is, I understand, it's from the National Lottery, but it's actually promoted through ITV, and each region has a few people who they put, a few organisations who they put forward, and you're the one for Cambridgeshire, which is the important thing here.
Absolutely. I think we're representing Cambridgeshire very well. There's another charity in Peterborough. They were yesterday, and today we are the only Cambridgeshire charity. We go head-to-head, and I think it's a little bit like X Factor for charities. And we're really hoping to be the really good winner at the end of the midnight tonight when the phone lines close.
Okay, and what are you going to do with the money if you get it?
Gosh, if we get it. I will be screaming in the 18 acres back on the farm.
X Factor style, really.
ITV
would appreciate that, probably.
I think they would, yeah. I think they would too. We want to install a commercial-grade kitchen, a training kitchen, so that our co-workers, again, people with disabilities, can not just grade their produce, but they can also then cook their produce. When we're talking about that, we obviously sell a lot of produce, even on Mill Road in Arjuna, for example, we sell.
Oh, really? So, produce which is grown on the farm actually finds its way into Cambridge.
Absolutely, Cambridge is one of our best markets. So, I think if you buy your produce from the Cambridge Organic Food Company or Arjuna, you're probably eating our produce. But obviously, as a farm shop, we can't sell everything: the ugly veg, the ungradables, or the seasonal surpluses that we have. And so we'd like to create a commercial kitchen on site that's nice and clean, gives a really good training opportunity for people to learn to make secondary products out of their produce. So really closing the gap.
OK, and you've been out and about today, I think, around the city and elsewhere in Cambridgeshire, just waving the flag, if you like, to let people know to watch ITV tonight and to make that all-important phone call.
Absolutely. I think it's a good job I'm on the radio, not the television. I'm very tired. Our team started at 5 o'clock this morning, so I really would like to take this opportunity to thank everybody who's voted or has tried to encourage people to vote across Cambridgeshire today. It's been a really exciting day for everybody.
OK, and if somebody does want to vote, what do they have to do?
They have to pick up the phone. It's proper old school voting here. They have to pick up the phone. If they pick up their landline phone, they need to dial the number 090 152 8202 and then press option 1. And if they're on their mobiles, they need to phone 622 8202, again option 1, and that votes for the Prospects Trust. Obviously, that's quite difficult online, on air, for people to take
that. In my day, it always used to be DIS 4111. It was the number they gave out.
Exactly.
That was so much easier. We thought he was in the headmaster's office as well, ringing.
Well, we've obviously got all the information on all the W's, prospectstrust.org.uk. We've also got our social media darling Tilly Tractor out. So if you befriend Tilly Tractor on Facebook or tweet Tilly, then there's obviously all the information on there. And use the hashtag #HappyTomatoes.
Okay, that sounds quite a lot easier, I think.
Yes.
So your website again?
It's all the W's, prospectstrust.org.uk.
Okay, that's great. Well, Maz, thank you very much for coming in. Best of luck with all of this. And when do you find out?
Tomorrow night. You need to all watch. And if we are announced at about 6:15 tomorrow, we'll find out whether we won or not.
Oh, well, let us know. We're on the air at that point, so we can let everybody else know. Really hope it works out for you. Thank you for coming in, Maz.
Yes, hope everybody votes. Thank you.